Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. A federal judge is hearing arguments today over whether Attorney General Pam Bondi's weekend letter to Governor Walz matters in the Justice Department's push for state voter files. The judge ordered both sides to explain how the letter affects the DOJ's justification under the Civil Rights Act. Bondi warned that reducing federal immigration operations in Minnesota would depend on several conditions, including giving DOJ access to voter rolls. The Oregon case is one of several where the DOJ is seeking unredacted statewide voter data. Educators, parents, and students are telling ICE to get out of Minnesota and leave their students alone. Rhea is a senior at Maple Grove High School and says the fear of ICE agents in their school is very real.
Students should never, ever be afraid to come to school because of the fear of endangering themselves or their family. Students shouldn't have to fear being tear gassed on their school property. No one should feel the fear that Minnesota students face at school.
Rhea says students across the metro are planning a walkout Friday so they can deliver messages from their missing students to the governor's mansion. The workplace injury and illness rate in Minnesota held steady at an all-time low once again in 2024. Minnesota Department of Labor and Industry Communications Director James Honnerman.
The industries with the highest total injury and illness rate were state hospitals, local government nursing care facilities, private industry, beverage and tobacco product manufacturing, and then private industry couriers and messengers.
The survey estimated there were 66,000 workplace injuries and illnesses in 2024. And Minnesota taxpayers can now officially begin filing their 2025 state income tax returns. State Revenue Commissioner Paul Marcourt says the 2026 filing season opened Monday, and taxpayers have until April 15th to submit their returns.
A lot of taxpayers will be receiving refunds, and the most secure and convenient way to get your refund is to file electronically and choose direct deposit. That's the best way to do it.
More info can be found on the Department of Revenue's website. In other headlines, Governor Walz spoke today with U.S. Border Czar Tom Homan about ongoing ICE operations in the state. Walz says he pushed for impartial investigations into the Minneapolis shootings involving federal agents, a sharp reduction in federal forces, and an end to what he calls retaliation against Minnesota. He's assigned the Department of Public Safety as the main liaison as talks continue. CareMN and allied community organizations rallied inside the state capitol today calling for accountability. Executive Director Jelani Hussein says no one in America, especially not Minnesota, is above the law or immune to murder charges.
We are demanding for the state leadership to do their job, and we are demanding for them to bring charges and arrest the murderers of Renee Good and those who took the life of Alex Preddy.
And a downtown Fergus Falls restaurant that suddenly closed earlier this month is back open, and its second location in Detroit Lakes will reopen later this week. Don Pablo's initially cited unforeseen circumstances for the shutdowns, but management later acknowledged they stemmed from reported ICE activity. This is MNN.